Well, I was diagnosed with stage 1 cervical cancer in 1999. I was a young mother, and I really was surprised, scared. I really didn't know what to do. And in our family, traditionally, you face adversity by picking up the pieces and moving on. I really didn't get a chance to talk about it that much. I chose silence. I really didn't share my emotions, my feelings, and the trauma with anyone beyond my husband and my daughter. And I don't think they really understood what I was going through. My life changed immediately. I went into full menopause because I underwent radical hysterectomy. My reproductive organs were removed at the time, so I was left. Although the surgery saved my life, it also robbed me of the opportunity of having more children. So that in itself was really traumatic. I didn't know what was going on with my body either. I didn't get any assistance. I will say, going out and talking to someone about it and, trying to understand how it would affect me for the rest of the time. A little bit later, I said, you know what, there's a reason why this happened for me rather than to me. And I decided to reach out and find out how I could help other families, other women, just confront and deal with cervical cancer and the aftermath of it. And in that effort, I found the NCCC, and I really understood that I had a purpose.
I was naive to everything that was associated with it. I didn't know what to ask. I didn't know what to say. One of the only things I can remember about that time was Allegra had said that if the doctor stated that they had removed everything successfully and there wasn't anything left that was cancerous, she wanted to see some red roses when she woke up from surgery. If not, she wanted to see some yellow roses. I didn't do either. I just could not bring myself to even think about having to bring some yellow roses versus red roses. So I just, my daughter and I, we were there when she woke up, and we, let her know that she would be all right. What I am doing now is ensuring that from the male perspective, you know what to say, how to say, when to say it. And I also give young women the advice that that man might not stay with you. He might not ever understand. He might not never fully comprehend what's going on. But you will have the peace of mind knowing that you told him exactly how you were feeling, when you were feeling it, and you included him in the process. Time will come when you will get the full story. Time will come when you will understand more. But give her the time to understand it herself and come to the realization that this is the body that she has. These are the things that she no longer can do, and these are the problems that she has to deal with because of the surgery. Just patience.
Last year, August, my coworker walked into my office and said, "Allegra, do you have 2 minutes?" I said, "I do, but I have to go real quickly." She said, "What I gotta tell you may take more than 2 minutes. My doctor just informed me that I was diagnosed with cervical cancer." I looked at her and I held her hands and I said, "Everything is gonna be okay. It's just a matter of finding out exactly the extent of it and what are the next steps as far as the procedure, and know that I am here for you 100%. It's very difficult to talk about it at the moment. You're in shock, but at the end of the day, the most important thing that the person wants to know is that there's someone else that understands what they're going through and that they can count on someone to talk about the different stages. And I've been blessed to be able to have that opportunity with not only that person, but a few others that I said, "I understand exactly what you're facing right now, but everything is gonna be okay. Look at me. 15 years later, I am living a full life, because that's what we were created to do. You just take one day at a time, and just whenever you're ready to talk about it, we can talk about it. If you don't wanna talk about it, we can hug. And that's all we need to do."
If nothing else, I look back to my mother went through this in 1972 in Mississippi. I can only imagine what the how traumatic of an event it was for her, because you got to look at Mississippi in 1972. There wasn't any good medical care, especially for minorities. And if it was, as a minority, we could not afford it. So she was given the surgery and sent home. A week later, the stitches burst. They take her back to the hospital. She almost bled out prior to them being able to close everything that had ruptured during the time she was at home. She's still around, she's strong, but I believe that it took its toll on her during that time. And because she was still a relatively young woman, and if there had been knowledge, but during that time in Mississippi, women talked to women, and men did not get those conversations. So I grew up in that environment of seeing women here, men had manly conversations, women had womanly conversations, and I never saw a intermingling of, let's talk about these different things. So I am trying to change that paradigm. I don't feel that I waited too late, because I hopefully got another 50, 60 years to go. But I want to do as much as I can during the time that I have to do it.